We're catching up with Cade McGee here on the Chiefs pregame show, an infielder, new catcher, and multi-home run game hitter. Two of them now this year after Sunday. Kind of a wild one on Sunday. With you at the plate, it seems like home runs come in bunches. When things are clicking for you, what is it about that power swing at the plate?
It's honestly just trying not to hit home runs. A lot of times you're trying to do too much when you are. So when I take my foot off the gas a little bit, it helps me kind of clean up my swing and my mechanics and honestly just pitch selection. So I think when I try to hit less home runs, I start to hit them more just because I'm trying to just take a good swing instead of trying to hit the home runs.
It's interesting because you hear that from a lot of guys. You know, you try to hit singles and doubles and then the home runs come. How would you describe your approach at the plate right now, being that those home run numbers have increased?
I would say honestly just being on time. I honestly try to be kind of pick my foot up as early as I can and just be able to hold that position just so I don't have the tendency of being late. I just want to be able to recognize a pitch early and try to get a good pitch in my zone and early of count as I can. So whether that be first pitch, second pitch, I'm trying to swing early. So
I know you made an adjustment to your stance before the season. You adjusted it again at the start of last month with that timing. How difficult is that to make a pretty drastic adjustment mid-season?
Yeah, I would say it wasn't as drastic as maybe it seems, but sure. I think one of the biggest things is hitters hit, so you just try and go up there and get a good pitch. So regardless of your mechanics, if you're swinging at balls or you're not on time, you're not going to be in a good position for success. So I think that whether I be in a certain position to start, I think all hitters end up in a good position if they're going well.
Now turning towards the defense part of the game, catching a few times a week now, first year as a catcher, now we're past the halfway point. How would you say it's gone so far for you?
Man, it's a learning experience, so I try not to, you know, put myself down if I've had a bad game behind the plate. It's just more of a learning experience for me, and I think it's just a growing point in my career where I can add myself into another position and just be another tool in that regard. So I think it's been great to learn, and Stauss has really helped me out. Just continue to grow behind the plate. So I think it's going to be a good addition to just continue and learn and get better at.
You bring up Wade. Just how much of a resource is it to have a guy like that on the staff who, you know, caught professionally for 3-4 years?
Yeah, it's been awesome, especially because he just understands the game as a player and as a coach. So just being able to slow the game down and, you know, he's been through it. So when I can sit there and have a tough game behind the plate, you know, he's done that in the last 2-3 years. So he's had those rough ones where maybe you're ticked off about a certain play, but just being able to brush it off with him and talk through it has been awesome.
So for us non-catchers, what's one thing that comes with the job that you didn't realize came with the job until you started catching?
Shoot. I would say probably just being in the bullpen on my day off. Yeah, prior to this, it was like, you know, my off day, I'd go sit in the dugout and eat some snacks. And now it's like I got to get the pitchers all warmed up, make sure they're dialed in, and just take care of that business. So,
yeah, no days off, truly.
That's right.
You know, with your season here, last year you got hurt kind of around this time. Now you've taken on more of a physical load as a catcher. I know we've talked a little bit about how you've had to kind of manage your true off days a little bit differently. What do you do differently now that you have more of that load on the knees?
Yeah, I would say between Taka, Julian, and all our kind of strength staff and performance staff, they've really helped me out being able to just manage my workload. So I think on certain days I take my foot off the gas a little bit, and then other days I really got to step on it. And like today where I'm doing my catching stuff, I really got to be adamant about not only my recovery but just being super in the present and getting my work done when I'm out here. So it just takes both, you know, the work that you put in while you're here, but also away from the field I have to be able to recover and handle all those things differently.
Two last things for you, both kind of away from the field things. Your walk-up song, I guess it's at the field, but, you know, Hippies and Cowboys. Had the chance to listen to the full song for the first time the other day. Really, really dig it. How'd you come across that song, and why Hippies and Cowboys?
Yeah, Cody Jinks is one of my favorite artists, and my wife and I listen to him a bunch. So last year. I thought it was a great song, and I think it's kind of upbeat, and sometimes country is a little bit slower. So, you know, I really like that it's just a good happy medium of a fast and slow song. So I think it fits me personally, and just I like country music, so I think it's a good choice for me.
So are you more of a hippie, a cowboy, or both?
I'd say both, you know. I'll walk around barefoot some, and then I'll wear my boots to the field. So, you know, catch me on the field barefoot before the games, but walking out in my boots after, so.
Love that. 4th of July week here at home in Peoria. It's always a big game around here. How much do the fans, when they're able to be here and provide a big environment, how much does that benefit you as a player?
Yeah, I think it's awesome, especially just having, you know, a bunch of kids being able to learn the game and watch just high-level players. So I think it's really cool for us to experience playing in front of fans, and then also fans just coming out to the games. I think, you know, 4th of July, you think baseball and you think hot dogs. So, you know, I love all those things. So, you know, I think it's a great time to come celebrate and just watch fireworks and, you know, have a good 4th of July weekend. So I think it's a great place to be as a ballpark.
We're looking forward to it. Cade, thanks for the time.
Absolutely.